It's Volunteer Appreciation Day here at the radio station. We wanted to take time to actually highlight the staff at Riverside 83. Whenever you go in there, you see so many smiling faces. And we decided, hey, you know what? Let's go and chat to some of the people who work there. We got to speak with John Fanning, Ingrid Zima Irvin, and new to the team, Matthew Digout. We were on location for this interview with the microphone in front of them. So I have re-recorded my questions here in studio for better quality. My first question to them was about what got them involved with Riverside 83.
What brought me here was they actually had a leader come to our church, and you heard what they were doing and how they were affecting the community. And it was something that, which when you hear about it, you really want to be involved. And now that I'm here and seeing how it is really something that you want to be a part of. So
yeah, great. My granddaughter dances across the street here at the Lisa Naves, and I was checking it out on the map because we've moved here 3.5 years ago. We've been looking for a place to volunteer. We did Meals on Wheels. We used to live in the Hamilton area. And so I looked it up on a map, and it said church out serving and this lot. So I thought, what is that? And looked it up. And then the invitation came through our church as well, and to come down and volunteer. So I've been here the better part of 2.5 years, I guess.
Yes, and I've known Eric, Adele, and Virginia since Governor Simcoe days at the rec center. They used to do a Saturday in May, I guess it was, where they prepared food that was donated and served people. And they outgrew that, the rec center, and moved over to the Junior Farmers Building. So I've known them, and they're such selfless people that when they started this, I thought, I'm going to be part of that, just to help out.
The next question was, how has the experience been?
I'm newer, but from the 2 weeks being here, from serving at the homeless shelter and here and seeing how everything goes together and how nothing's wasted and everything's so well thought out, it really is like brought a really good experience, but also how everyone wants to be here. It's volunteer driven. It's a really good environment to be a part of, and it just makes it easy coming in and volunteering, and it's an enjoyable experience.
Very friendly. Everyone's friendly. It's an incredible team. Everybody's focused on the same thing, helping, and that's the best part of it. And I've met so many people here that I would never met anywhere else, so it's been great.
Yep, we're the same. My wife and I, when I said maybe me earlier on, my wife and I both volunteer and started on the same day, and it's the same thing we always talk about, what a happy place it is. I mean, it's a very nice vibe in the building, and I'm just honored to be part of it, and it's amazing what Church Out Serving does overall, but it's incredible.
All the programs.
Yeah.
I asked them what they would say to someone who is considering dedicating their time to volunteering.
Like, you're going out and you're serving, but at the same time, what I get out of it, like, my cup's full from just going and doing it. It's like a confidence boost to just, like, you feel good about yourself just coming in here and being a part of something like this.
Lastly, I spoke with Eric Haverkamp from Church Out Serving, who was there at the very beginning when Riverside 83 was just an idea. He was there in the room hearing what these volunteers had to say, and I wanted to hear from him what it felt like to hear all these kind words.
It's humbling, really, to just reflect back at the space being opened just a little over 2 years now, and just the way the volunteers here have built such a warm family sort of feel. They care for each other. They get to become friends. People have never known each other before. Now are sometimes in some cases best friends. And that's why I think that's really what creates the spirit and it really affects our ambiance here, because it's it hangs in the air sort of, that positivity.
Thanks again to all the staff at Riverside 83.